The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Okay, let's get to our next guest. Of course, Port Adelaide had a very big night at the selection table. Had to make some really tough decisions. Let's catch up with assistant coach Scott Thompson, who joined us. Tomo, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Tomo.
Fair to say, from all reports, was tough in terms of had a couple of best and fairest winners that had to be left out in the end.
Yeah, long, lengthy discussion around the match committee table the other day. And unfortunately for a couple of really experienced members of the side, they find themselves on the outer this weekend.
A few of us were surprised. Were they surprised? Had they been on notice over the last couple of weeks?
Oh, look, I think they'd be shocked, no doubt, but in a sense that they value their spot in the side. Look, Ken speaks to the players every single week and lets all of them know exactly where they're at, players that are in the 22 and the guys playing in the SANFL, and even, for that matter, the guys in rehab. So he gets across all 45, 46 players on the list every week and has a chat with them. And so the guys and the experienced guys this week that have found themselves outside of the team knew exactly where they were at coming into the weekend.
Is it an admission at all that the two ruck attack / philosophy didn't work or is gone, or you can revisit it again, Scotty?
No, not necessarily, Rowie. Like we've had the two all year, and there's been games where they've been really good for us. And in recent weeks, we probably feel we haven't got the benefit that we would have liked out of our two ruckmen. And we feel going into this game, the one ruck was the best approach for us to try and get an advantage through that area of the ground.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it, by the way. So Dougal Howard, is he the second ruck? I couldn't imagine Dixon's going to be doing any jumpy in the centre square.
No, we're pretty keen to keep Dixon as a forward for us and not use him up around the ground, especially coming off the injuries that he's had as well, to try and look after him as best we can. So Howard will most likely be that backup ruck, but in saying that, it'll only be 10-15% ruck work that he does, and we'll back Lysett in to do the majority of the work.
And when we look at Justin Westhoff, last year he's pretty settled on the wing. I know he changed around a little bit during games. He won the best and fairest. This year, he seems to be used as the Mr. Fix-It. He's been forward. He, at times, he even went back. Do you concede that that hasn't helped him, the fact that he's been moved here, there and everywhere?
Yeah, it's a really good point, Bix, and I tend to agree with you, mate. It's we're so reliant on Westy being able to plug so many different holes for us, and we have thrown him around and used him because he, in the past, we've been so confident that he can go and just do a job for us. And whether that's come back to bite us on the bum a bit, where it's affected his form a little bit, maybe that's the case. But we expect him to bounce back, as you touched on. Best and fairest winner last year, probably struggling a little bit for form at the moment, but we expect him to go back and find some form and get his confidence back and come back bigger and better.
Let's talk about Geelong. How do you beat them? You're in the midfield. Do you need to rejig who's in there and how you go about it against this mob?
Yeah, look, we're always talking about the mix and the best mix that we think that can get the job done. And Geelong, they set 11-1 for a reason. And, you know, it's going to be a great battle through the middle of the ground. They've got some really good experience and then some younger guys they can roll through there as well. And as a stoppage team, you know, they are a high stoppage side but don't necessarily win a heap of ball from stoppage, but when they do, they're very efficient at going forward and scoring. And when they go inside 50, they've got some big key targets that, you know, strong contests and bring the ball to ground. And some of the guys that they've brought in, these younger guys that have been really good at the ground ball and been able to impact the scoreboard, as well as, you know, Ablett, who's played majority forward this year, if not all of it, has been able to hit the scoreboard strongly each week as well. So we know exactly what sort of game it's going to be. We're looking forward to the challenge, and it's going to be good game to watch.
I know there's Kelly, there's Danger, there's Sewell. You can go on and on in the midfield. A tagger, a caller. Will you set anybody to anybody there?
Yeah, it's something we've touched on and spoken about, but we haven't really gone down that path at all this year. But if someone generally gets off the chain, we try and slow their limit their impact as much as possible. But, you know, there's certainly, you reeled off a handful of names there and you could go even deeper than that. But there's certainly a few we'll watch out for.
Stephen Motlop has copped a bit of flack from supporters thinking that he may have been a little bit lucky to stay in the side. The fact that he's playing his old team, I'm guessing you're really hoping that he can recapture some of his best form.
Yeah, spot on. And Motz has got so many great attributes in his game and we're hoping he can put that on show tomorrow night. You know, when he gets the ball, he uses it well. And when he's up and going, he covers the ground well. He's got that burst speed and that agility away from contests. And, you know, we'd like to see him reach his best form because when he's doing that, he can be quite dangerous. And, you know, for him, we want him to find some real consistency in his game.
How are you enjoying it, Scotty? You're halfway through the year. You've been to Shanghai. You've lived and breathed them. You're still flying. You're loving your role as the inside midi manager. Is that what you call yourself?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go to that extent, but certainly enjoying my role. You made it sound all nice and rosy there.
Well, I did, didn't I? I reckon you'd be good at that one too.
Hold off your tongue well. No, I am enjoying it. It's certainly been an experience for me this year, first time in the AFL box. So, especially some of the close games we find ourselves in, it's a good challenge for us to try and find where we can get the best outcome for ourselves. And, you know, the challenge is the fact that you can't run too many messages like you have in the past. Yeah. So you're really reliant on the players having real clarity and understanding of what we're trying to achieve as a group without the luxury of running messages out, trying to change things mid-game.
You smashed anything yet or thrown a water bottle?
No, that's not my go. I'm nice and cool, calm and collected in the box, knowing that the likelihood of changing too much in a split second is highly unlikely.
Mm. Hey, Tomo, look, I think every Port supporter cannot wait to see the response from their side. There's Saturday night, it's against the top side. We're expecting a really big crowd to get along. We wish you and the Port Adelaide Footy Club all the best.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.